This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's a big moment in the show, and we wanted to do this for good reason, because I think Rico and I are much more in the middle on this. We are not huge Stafford guys. We're not haters. But we got a guy at the station who has a big opinion, one of the only ones, and he ain't afraid to share it. And he's been on the Stafford train, and I'll be damned if we weren't going to give him a little time today. He is the always loquacious Jim Costa. Cookie man. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
This is your day, big man. You were born for this, champ. So, like, first of all, I'm not going to paint you in the Orlovsky corner, but give me where you're at. You've listened to the show. You watched the game. Where are you at with Stafford today and people in general?
Yeah, so I'm not wearing the Top Gun jacket. I'm not going to go na-na-na-boo-boo and point in everybody's face today. But I think we had suspicions confirmed, right? The first year outside of the shackles of the Lions, he shows you he's a bona fide franchise quarterback. This is a quarterback that the franchise wasted. If I give you a dozen years with a franchise quarterback, you should win a division. You should win a playoff game. You should make a couple runs of it. It's a total and complete indictment on the Lions. And I love the public shaming that comes with it. I'm enjoying every second of this.
See, that's where Jim, that's my thing is, like, I don't know how a Lion fan, and like Rico showed me something earlier and I said, don't you dare upload that in the system. But I don't know how a Lion fan can sit here and be happy about what's going on when it should create just a massive amount of animus towards the franchise. He left here 10 minutes ago. He's won two playoff games. You haven't done that in 64 years. It's like...
See, but I think it's the fact that he is now representing Lions fans, and his success means Detroit has success.
No.
And it's Rams.
No. See, Enrico, and that's a great point by you, and there's a clear separation between me and some of those people out there. This is, to me, yes, exactly, Stoney. This is about publicly shaming the Lions for wasting one of the greatest assets you can have in sports, a true bona fide franchise quarterback. Now, it's more than just that, and here's the thing you guys have been leaving out today. He is that guy. Yesterday was an incredible performance, but you can't act surprised if you were paying attention. He's been doing this his whole career. He's been doing the Heimlich maneuver more than anybody in the sport since he was drafted, the most game-winning drive. He's been that guy. And when he played for the Lions, people weren't paying attention, or they were holding the Lions against him. That's an internal question for you to answer amongst yourselves. But he definitely got shortchanged by people while he was here, and I think it's because the Lions weren't taken to task.
Yeah, but
enough.
Jim, wait a minute. When I did the that guy thing, for people who weren't listening, like, Joe Burrow went to a place that's like Detroit.
Let's talk about that. No, yeah. Mike, let's talk about Burrow. And I know Rico was pushing this earlier.
And I love
Joe Burrow, and I love him too. He's going to be in this for a long time. He's one of these franchise quarterbacks. Do you realize he scored through zero touchdowns in a playoff game? How many times do you think Stafford would have won a playoff game in Detroit with zero touchdown passes? I'll wait.
Probably zero.
So what happened? How did Burrow win without throwing a touchdown
pass? My issue with Stafford
is
not necessarily the playoffs. The Dallas game with the 6 points over the last three quarters and touched the ball twice late and did nothing with it is one thing.
No,
but
yeah.
Jim, hold on. This is important. Jim, yes, the comebacks. Lovely. You did it in October against Jacksonville. When I needed him with three chances and I had to win one game to win the division. And he didn't do it. And he goes to Giant Stadium and scores 3 points. What about that? How about all the times you just can't get Green Bay? It was an auto loss. Like, it's a little bit of both. Jim.
Yeah, my thing, Cookies, is it's not that there's always an excuse. And I'm saying if Stafford was put in the shoes of Joe Burrow, it would have been, well, he didn't have this. He didn't have that. He just never got it done.
Rico, the beauty of it is there are no excuses anymore because he doesn't play for the Lions. The biggest excuse was removed. He's no longer a Lion. We can have him spread his wings and judge him for who he is. And I think if you've paid attention, not just this weekend, but all season long, he's been soaring.
But Cookies, there have even been excuses this year, whether it's, well, he doesn't have Cam Akers, he doesn't have his run game, he's throwing pick sixes. Well, that's Rico, because all the 49er fans bought up all our tickets.
Your fan base is relentless. But did you watch the playoff game? They tried to go Lions on the poor dude. This super team that you've given him, and I think it's a really good roster.
It is.
This super team's got four fumbles. Their kicker misses short in a playoff game. Not wide right.
I've never seen that before. Short. It wasn't left or right. It's from 47, right. And the ball comes up short. I go, what do we do? Put a middle schooler in there?
Like, why are the referees saying no good? He made that, right? No. It's going down the middle. He made it. Now,
Jim, like, look, I think he's really good. That's fine. I'm not putting him in the Mahomes Allen class.
And
no, I'm not putting him where Burrow is, but whatever. We agree to disagree. But what do you do with a guy like Rieger? See, this is what I can't wait to see at 6:00. He can't come in here with that attitude.
Well, you listen, you never put anything beneath Jeff Rieger. You simply can't. I've learned that I haven't even been here a whole year. The first show I did with Rieger was about this Stafford stuff. It was right around the time where he was leaving town, and I said, you guys have scapegoated him, and you're going to find out. Now, you say he's not Mahomes and he's not Allen, and I don't think he's either of those guys. I don't think he's Tom Brady. But I do think he's in that 5 to 10 in the NFL year in and year out. And
I'll give you 8 to 12. I can't go top five. I need more.
Mike, I sat across from you a week ago. I asked you what he had to do. He went out and did it.
He did.
Him in the top 5 to 10. Come on.
No.
Come on, buddy. He can do it. Come on.
How about this?
Come on.
I'll go between 7 and 9. You ain't getting top five out of me.
Mike, why don't you give me your percentage of blame? 2, 4, 8. No,
that's a hot radio topic.
I'm at about 9 or 10.
Rico's at 18 and a half. What do you think?
Listen. I understand what you're saying, but he was plenty good enough in Detroit, and I think Rieger is bearing the brunt of a lot of this, and he puts it on himself, and he deserves it. But Wojo has also been in the camp. This show that I'm currently speaking on has also been in the camp. He was plenty good enough, and you guys didn't acknowledge it.
No, I see that's not fair because, all right, fine. He was plenty good enough most of the time. But there are dozens of instances where he didn't measure up. It has to be both, Jim. Now, I'm fine.
Mike, you blame
the franchise. But don't do this revisionist history where he went out there and played great every week.
Mike, he threw interceptions. He had mistakes, fumbles. He was far from perfect. Okay, very few are, but he's far from perfect, and he deserves to be held accountable for the mistakes he made in the Lions uniform. But I think you're showing now that people held the organization against him more than they should have, and that's something you should be held accountable
for. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. What do you want from me?
Beautiful.
Here, pick up your prize. It's out back. I know, but I mean, Jim, it's absolutely, and after the last 2 weeks, all of my emotion is centered on hating them. It has nothing to do with him.
Well, and that's what we can bring it full circle on, because I do think that part of it is where I find catharsis as a Lions fan. I don't celebrate him as a Lions fan. It's cathartic to see this organization publicly shamed over and over and over again, because it's going to be the storyline if he wins on Sunday, right? Because they'll have the 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, and it's going to be, one year removed, shackles off, true star unleashed,
right?
Look at the season.
Right, but Cookies and a Root for Radio, what's the narrative if they lose at home for the third time this year to the 49ers?
Now, you ask that as a 49ers fan?
No. I'm asking you.
I can ask it from not a 49ers fan because it's the same question. What happens if he loses at home against the 49ers?
David, here's the beauty of it. I want to see how he plays in the game. If he throws two pick sixes, then he gets criticized. If he throws four touchdowns and they lose, then don't reduce him to the win-loss thing because then you didn't learn your lesson.
I'm a real jerk because I would just tell you no matter what happens in that game, he had a hell of a nice year.
All right,
he
Stoney.
Exercised some of the demons. Hey, let's wait and see what happens to 4-8.
That's not how it's done. Have an opinion.
All right, Cookies, when do we hear from you again? When is the station deciding to put you on air again?
Yeah, I get the illustrious time slot. I'll be on after Red Wing Hockey Wednesday night. Don't miss it.
Oh, dear Christ. All right.
Yeah.
That's like, all right. But it's going to be party time with the Cookie Man. Jim, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Enjoy your victory lap.
Yeah, put on some pants.
Oh, stop it. That's crass.
Bonus code in hand.
Oh, my. That is...
Bonus code in hand. He wins. Oh, that's why I like Cookies, man.
Dude, I heard that read this morning when I was driving around. It reminds me of Dodgeball. And don't forget to use promo code COSTA. I'm like, oh, my Lord, what is he doing in this read?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.